I muted him. He can't.
Okay.
They don't even know it's us. They don't even, it's like we can just like pretend we're talking to ourselves and we can make a show out of this. It's really cool. Back.
That's quite an intro.
Yeah, well, I'm tired of it too.
That's very spacey.
But what about
where did this intro come from? Did you choose it?
The licensing agreements killed me. So I'm back to just generic. Commercials? I don't know. Maybe I should just.
How did it come about?
La 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 la. I don't know. I should maybe make my own. It's getting silly. All right. Welcome to Project Read Youth Q. Keep sending your projects in. You're getting down to the wire here. Not that there's a deadline. It's a lot of folks want you to keep submitting. You're the one who's going to make this world a better place. Just keep submitting projects to me. Thank you all for all the donations, subscriptions, prescriptions. You want to keep them up so we can get a hold. Am I? I'm back. We really, really need you to keep submitting your projects. I don't care how many times you submit. We really have a lot of people that want to help you and support you. And so that activism is really just to teach us what needs to be done in your communities, what you want done in your communities. Just keep submitting. Keep your dialogue up with us, prescriptions, so we can get a hold of you. And I'm just one of many that are going to reach out to you here in these next coming months. It's really important that we all keep together and say, you know, this is what's happening over here. This is what's happening over here, et cetera. And then that gives us that dialogue and intentions that solve a lot of problems. And that's why this hour is created for you. Keep submitting projects. I don't care if it's in the middle of the night. You wasted that whole line with this gap. So you can see we have a lot of attention on us today. So let's get to the calls. Yes, you have. I did my best to give some monologue, but you do have the mermaid with us today, and I think she's like gamey. She really wants to do something here today. All right, you got to teach me, BBS, where I should start from. Can I do aloha? Because that one just like always gets us going. Aloha. On line four, are you there?
I am. Aloha to both of you, most beautiful, beautiful beings.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It's such an honor to have you on with us today.
I love both of you so much.
Love you.
Oh, we love you. Aww.
What are you playing with today?
Beautiful.
I tried to send a dedication to you. I'm speaking to you. I tried to send a dedication, like, you know, in old-fashioned radios. I wanted to send Someday We'll All Be Free to you.
Oh,
nice.
You know that song?
I received it. Thank you.
Aww.
I just thought of you, and I wanted to send that to you. So you got it. I know you received it.
It is really fun to do these shows because all the transmissions that you guys send me, it's in real time. Whereas when I'm not in real time, I still get them, but it has a different sequence to them. So it's so fun to do the radio shows because the people listening are like, I wonder if it works. Like I see a lot of those people like, if I send love, will he get it or a note or stuff? And and we just do it. We probably take it for granted because it's so easy now. Whereas before we really couldn't do it, or at least I couldn't. But anyway, when you call in today, I knew full well you were going to call in. But I was curious what you were going to work on today because you had so many topics.
You know everything.
Well, I'm amazed. Which one was the priority? Like, which one is the priority?
Okay, so I was calling. Two things I wanted. The first thing was I wanted to know if you would tell us about something that you've been doing that you haven't talked about yet. But the reason why I called was I spent an afternoon with an 80-year young lady, and she remembers her family, but she kept asking everyone, who am I? And I have known her since I first moved to California when I was 12 years old. And so I told her that God had a radio show, and I would ask him I told her that God has a radio show, and I would ask him why she can't remember.
Oh, that one's fun. You could probably be just as good as me. You don't want to answer that one?
That is so cool. And carry on now. I'm listening.
Yeah, so beautiful. Yeah, thank you so much, Aloha. I could just do hours and hours with you on these radio shows.
She gives so much information as she speaks.
It's the process, the way she digests his information. She takes care in examining it before she would. That's how much care she takes. So we're not going to get this question if she didn't take unbelievable knowledge and care. Mm. And that's why I've always said these shows are to teach all of us how she does it, how I do it, how you do it. We're all independent in the way we are processing information.
Yeah.
Thank you, Aloha. The intrinsic results of the question are pretty tough. You already know the answer, but essentially we've been engineered not to know anything, and or we will call it remembering. And as you go through the awakening process, you get more of those abilities back. You can define the awakening process however you want. The short version is when you use your heart center, as you already know, then you get all your memories back. So the engineering of making sure you don't use your heart to process information is why you're not getting your memories back. But you've already explained that, I assume.
So can I ask a question to you?
As many as you'd like. That proves that you love me if you keep asking me questions.
I have millions of questions for both of you. So this was my nice way of saying, why does she have that word that starts with A-L? I don't know how to spell it, Alzheimer's or whatever it is. Does she think she has, her family thinks she has that. And she says, why can't I remember? I talked to her for 4 hours. I told her 4 hours worth of things that I knew about her. She says, why do you know all these things about me? Why can't I remember? So this is my way of asking you, why do people think, or why does she think she has Alzheimer's? Is the answer the same or a little bit different?
Right. So there's not one disease we would... The way we're defining disease or ailments, we haven't found one that we would agree with in its definitions. So Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera. So separation from source is the only disease we would understand. How it happens, the metrics of it, the medical industry feasts on that and does its best to put Band-Aids, chemicals, pills, etc. to it. So disconnecting from source and the definition you just gave, the AL disease, as you're calling it, is actually a positive because it's proving that the mind is losing control of source. It can't keep up with it anymore. And so you're going to define it, and didn't say there wasn't a lot of confusion with it, but memory is a engineered, constructive determination of this type of human. Because if you're always creating, you don't really care about memory. The reason I'm using that term over and over again is because our knowledge is unlimited. So there's not one thing you don't know in the universe. It's just whether or not you can translate it and process it into this type of version of human. So I'm always thrilled when people think they have Alzheimer's because they actually let go of their mind.
Well, I can't wait to play her the what you said. I'm going to play that for her next time I see her exactly the way you said it.
What's the point in remembering who your little brother was? Your little brother shows up and he says, hello, is just right now, is it?
Yeah, because people who think that it's a problem get upset when their loved ones don't remember them, even though she hasn't gotten to that point. She didn't remember me, and it didn't bother me at all. I wasn't bothered by it at all. I talked for her for hours and told her all about everything I could remember, and it was so much fun, and she thought it was fun, and I had fun.
And that's all that matters, is the present moment together, really. So you've got it. That's beautiful.
Okay.
That was really special.
If you have a million questions, I'm gonna check you right now. What's your next question? You ready to be on the radio for 50 more minutes?
Would you like me to ask you questions for 50 minutes?
Let's do it.
Okay. Tell us about something that's been going on with you that you've been doing that is you haven't really revealed. But you can tell us a little bit about it now.
Oh, good question. Oh, my gosh.
I've been made, haven't I?
Where to start?
Thank you for that question. Mm-hmm. So you're under the opinion that I do something other than this work. Is that a fair statement? It doesn't sound like you're fishing at all. See, you're not.
What you do is you two go for walks, and you two laugh, and you two look into each other's eyes, and you two do all these beautiful, wonderful things, and somehow all the things that you want to get done get done.
She's pretty good, isn't she? She's pretty good.
You know, the first time I spoke with you, I usually when I interview you, I make a list. The first time I talked to you, I made a list, and a very careful list. I used to interview people, and I could make 100 questions, and I knew whether or not they read them based on what they said. So I could create a 60 minutes worth of talking with you. I can do that.
Yes,
but today other people are on the line right now, and so I love them, and I want to hear everything they want to say too, because I would stay on the phone and talk to you. I could forget that. I could know that it's just you, the three of us on the phone, but you know, I can't really do that, but I would love to. But we can do that. We can spend a whole 60 minutes, and I can ask you 99 questions if you like.
What have you been up to? That was the question, wasn't it?
What can you tell us?
I won't dodge you.
What have you been working on?
You know me too well. You know me too well.
Any recent meetings you could chat about or anything, perhaps?
Mermaid, this is not that kind of show. This is about real. This is real.
Okay. I want to know what you work on.
All right.
Come on, we want to know what you're doing. You know everything about all of us. We call and we tell you for 5 hours what we're interested in. So I'm asking you the same thing.
All right. Thank you so much. I'm in unbelievable honor for this question, and I appreciate it very much. Mm-hmm. What I volunteered to do is to look at the information I have visibility to, participate with the information. Many, many fantastic stories that are universal here and throughout the multiverse. And I'm careful, I err on being careful that the information I have is so vast that it could steer or engineer a society. So I'm always protecting us from the visibility I have throughout the universe. And I argue with myself if that's the right way to do it. And I've always said, just take the tablecloth off the table and give it to everybody. And I recognize that this version of us is going to need more space within themselves to digest the information and understand it. But the one thing you can hang your hat on with me is, if I am not sharing a lot of information, the change from where you are now to where you're going is extremely dynamic. The space and time you come from to be here is nothing like this. So when you look at me day in and day out here, I do root cause analysis of why are we acting like this? Why are we being this way? Who's affecting us? And all the deliberation. The mermaid is I'll give you an example. The mermaid is designed and engineered to be an ambassador for life, love and life. I'm the catalyst for making that happen. So imagine all the situations I get in. I don't care if it's aliens or dark beings, whatever it is, people trying to control outcomes and societies. I'm the one who listens to the ambassador, understands the ambassadorship of life in the universe, and then I go execute it. Do not care for those words. I don't care for this language, but that's basically how it works. Please, more questions.
You're her assistant. Okay, so is that right?
She won't let me kill anybody. It sucks.
You work for her. Okay, you could have just said
that's a Roger. There's no way around it.
Okay. So what I'm here for is why you're here. And I know there's no such thing as 2,000 years, but you're here, you know, for a reason. And so that is the main point of everything. And so you're doing all these things to help us get to where we can do that. But there's a lot of new callers here, and the word ascension is a word that's hard for me because so many people use that to say, well, you're slated, you might ascend soon or this or that, you know, and, you know, I like to feel like it's elevate or to whatever, but you're here so that we don't have to go through this again. We don't have to be here for another 2,000 years and keep doing it over and over, right?
That is a Roger. We're doing our best to expose ourselves. We want you to see our vulnerabilities so you can see how we're as vulnerable as you are. We want our hearts in front of you so you can say, oh my gosh, if I would just give up controlling outcomes, this thing is over. Just like that. Just like that. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes. And there's several things that we can be doing, that being one. We can stop thinking. Because I think about you guys all day long. Why do I think about you two all day long? Or am I observing you guys all day long? I think about you two all day long.
We're very connected, so it makes sense. Yeah, so much
so information. That's not a problem, is it?
we're always with you too. It's So I asked a couple people recently, how did you know it was us? So we met people in physicality, and I go, how did you know it was us? There was no doubt that it was us. And they said, we just know. And we really know. And so we will assume that all of us are getting that, we're getting our feet back underneath us. We're going to know information about the origination of a universe and how we all work together to spawn a universe and sustain a universe. And so it's very comforting to hear you talk like this, because there's no doubt that you've qualified your internal knowledge center so that you can actually utilize it in your next decision. And it's just brilliant that you're teaching people indirectly, directly, by asking and talking about this dialogue. It's amazing. It's exactly why you're here. Absolutely a catalyst for education of self-awareness. Thank you.
Yeah, we're all a team here. There's no hierarchy or anything like that. You always used to explain that really, really thoroughly.
That's why I get to be very aggressive with him, because I know there's no hierarchy.
Yeah.
So, okay, I'm going to be very aggressive with you right now. And you know that I have said this to you. So I would say, if I could say anything I want right now, I would like you to take us to the creation light ship right now on this call. I'm ready. We're all ready. A million of us are here. We want to go to the creation light ship. We want to see you.
Okay,
we want to see your eyes. We want to receive this that we haven't been able to see. We want to see your eyes. We want to see it. We want to elevate and do this now on this call.
You think you're pretty cute. You think you're pretty cute.
Okay, no, I don't. I wanted to ask you to take me, but I mean the same thing that I want, everybody else wants.
All right.
How about that? Guys, what you got to say?
She's smarty pants.
You can answer it any way you want. You can answer. You can say, okay, we'll do that next week, or you could say, okay. You know, I want everyone to.
You know why
she's
doing this? It's because she knows I can do it. She knows that's
then we're gonna people.
That's the people.
So what are you gonna do?
So she knows that I can help people. So this is how savvy this chica is. She knows that I can bring people over the hump if I would just dial in a little bit. She's teaching me how to be of more service. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
I know why we're here. I know why you're here. And so that's the whole point, is for you to do.
Okay, it's my show now. Okay, it's my show now. Let's keep going here. Okay.
Okay.
All right, now I want you to, all of you listening to me, aloha. I'm going to work through you. But everyone can do this with me right now with aloha. The mermaid knows how to do it. We all know how to do it if we got some of our memories back. You will join me right now. On the Creation Lightship webpage, there is a picture of me. It's a silhouette of me. It is an epigee from a reflection. Our normal pictures are from reflections. So when I make a reflection into your dimension, as an example, you can actually see me. So if you were on that webpage and you did see that image, that is exactly what I look like. And here we go. You will gaze into my blue, blue, blue eyes, just like the ocean. And within my eyes, you will only see yourself. You will not see me. You will only see yourself. You will only see us, as all of us. You stare into those blue eyes. Look into my blue eyes. They're blue as blue can be. You stay with them as long as you need to. You reach through them. You find answers and questions, and you look through them. And together we will adjoin, and we'll take you back to creation. Here, not back, here, as creation. When we go to the creation lightship, we go there to be one with us. Focus on the blue eyes. Focus on the blue eyes, and you will go there right with me, because that's where I'm talking to you from. You will gaze into my blue eyes, and you will experience the everlasting joy of endless creation. Endless creation is endless. So when we take you on the creation light ship through my blue eyes and or your own means, you will go to the Zellariums. You will go to the education centers. You will go to endless amounts of education, endless amounts of exploration, and then go experience them. That's what the creation light ship is for. I would like to learn what it's like on Xanadu. And I will go explore it before I actually go to Xanadu. I will see what's there. Use my blue eyes to see the network and the connectivity you have from here to there. The creation lightship is where you come from. You come from a very vast area known as Source. And you're able to transverse into the multi-dimensions through our connectivity. We're connected. We're all connected. And then we separate and have fun in the multiverse. But always use my blue eyes. They're always there for you. I'm always here for you. And I always have been, just like Ra has. Do you think that helps?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Did I make sense?
Yes.
It's an endless fjord of opportunities. Endless fjord of opportunities is the creation light ship. And you're now experiencing it. You're expressing yourself. You jumped into another fjord. And will never end. It will never end. You will forever have another experience. No one is going to die. No one is going to leave. We're expressing ourselves however we want to, endlessly. That's why they call it aloha. So the energy waves that we bring into you now through our harmonics, you'll now be able to receive. So we do this intentional. These radio shows are intentional. So you'll receive our energy band, which gives you more capability, more compensation, so to speak. It's from you as you. Thank you, Aloha, for, let's say, getting me off my stump. Brilliant job. Brilliant job.
Well, that was beautiful and wonderful, and I invite everyone to go back to the archives and listen to this all you want. All you want, listen to this all the time and use this to go and be on the creation lightship with ourselves.
That's what I was going to say. She beat me to it. I was like, that's for everyone to use that now. And
but Aloha knows.
Yes. Thank you for helping so much. It's to have a collaborator like you in my life is endless joy for Ra as well.
Come back to me. I want to hear you. I don't hear you. Come back. Come back and say it again, what you said for the past 20 seconds. Repeat what the last 20 seconds. Repeat the last 20 seconds.
I will not repeat anything.
Okay, fade it out. That's why.
Yeah. The endless waves of energetics, frequency, information that you catalyze is being distributed to many, many millions of individuals around the planet. Because you're stimulating the desire, demand maybe, the great, great goal collectively we have to get me to speak authentically from your questions. And you are always authentic, and or the other word you might replace with that. I absolutely enjoy the truth of our heart. Show's over now, isn't it?
It is, but please stay. Yeah. Please stay. And I love this, and I will be listening again, and I turn it back to the both of you to continue.
Please get together lots of questions for us, because you can interview us anytime. So start getting all the questions together.
We're always looking for needs, in learning what everybody desires.
You give us huge information. So
yeah,
very special.
I usually do one question at a time, but you got me to just keep going. So I will be very prepared. I will stay very prepared for whenever you ask. And I look forward to being with you always.
Thank you. Us okay. To you.
Aloha. Aloha.
Mahalo. Hello. Aloha.
See ya.
Awesome. Oh, that's beautiful.
That's an incredible call, huh?
Oh, so great.
You know, I just
hearing
can't,
from everyone. And
I just can't turn down those ones, can I?
Gosh.
Well, sorry for all the disruptions. Thank you for that call. The reason you can see her so well is the frequency bands should prove to us our natural discernment process. So obviously we have a relationship with this person mm-hmm. prior to coming into these mm-hmm. bodies.
Yeah.
So
she's able to connect to us the way we do, like
right.
through the heart. So we get everything when she speaks. I get the entire picture of a million movies as she's speaking, because she's speaking the way we speak. Very, very cool.
Yeah. So to call everyone gods and goddesses is a true statement. Mm. Now, whether or not we're going to utilize our technology that's in us mm. is really what we're experiencing. Someone who actually got all their abilities back and can recognize truth and information, knowledge.
Mm.
It's not that any of us are more fantastic than the other. It's just about utilizing our sustainability of being a spirit within the universe, outside the universe.
Yes.
So aloha is a good place to start. Yeah. All right. I'm going to skip around. BBS, thanks for being patient with me. Let's see. I don't know how many of these are old or new, but maybe I should pay more attention. Robin, are you on there? Let's see. Robin on line two is, what is the cause of delayed child deployment in a child of 10 years or old? Robin, I'm so sorry I kept you waiting so many hours today. Robin, are you there from Michigan?
Yes, I am. And that's okay. That was so beautiful. I was actually sitting right in front of the Creation Light Ship being. And so I looked into the blue eyes and it was pretty amazing.
Oh, so, that's so awesome.
Are you interviewing me next week?
That's awesome.
Yes, I am. Not next week, the following week.
Following week? What kind of questions are you going to ask me?
Well, you'll just have to wait and see. Or I'll just send you them on a plate and then you can review them. How's that? Are you there? Did we lose you? Breaker, breaker 19.
Oh, no.
Come in.
Oh. Oh, no. I wonder how long we were going for.
Who knows? Okay, Robin. anyway, we want a list of questions you're going to ask me before you. Well, no, we don't. We don't care what you ask me. I just want them to be really genuine from you. I just love being put on the spot to show how knowledge works through our spontaneity. And it's different than Ron Amatron. So for whatever reason, the way the DNA came from us, and this is not to stifle what you're working on today, forgive me. The way the DNA was stripped out of me versus Ron was he was explicit to healing, and I'm explicit to being a catalyst. So a lot of it has to do with teaching, awareness. So when I can see everything, is we assume that's going to be a service and or a help to getting universal knowledge, whereas Ron was exclusive to same very similar abilities, but he wouldn't tell you about spaceships running around because it's not his passion. He liked healing people. He liked helping people. So hopefully that helps a little bit. So that's why I like that you want to ask me a bunch of questions, because you can utilize me in maybe a different way than we could have used Ron or any other great people with Osho or otherwise. So we can always use me in that kind of facilitation and or however you're passionate about. Robin, what are you playing with today? I'm so sorry I missed you last week. I saw you on the list.
Oh, no, that's okay. And absolutely, the questions that I will be presenting will be coming from my heart. I promise you that. And I truly, truly appreciate the opportunity. And after this question, I have a question for Mermaid, if I could. So there's a beautiful lady who is raising a child in, I do believe it's Swasala, Africa, and he has a delayed development, and he's 10 years old, but he has the development of a toddler, and he's never been vaccinated, but she's done everything, you know, people have wanted to bring him in for therapy and stuff like that, and she's trying to stay away from that. So what would be the cause? What is it, something that he was born with, or Do you have any idea what could be the cause of a delayed development in a child?
Okay, so a very common, thank you very much for that question. So in this individual, a lot of parents are probably going to start observing it. As it depends on genetics in many cases and geography, biosphere. But most children will compete against the immaturity of being a child. So to be playful and always in that three-year-old phase, you're going to see a lot of competition. So by the time you're about 10 or 11, right in there, if we were going to summarize or standardize a human, you start losing your stability of being an infant, a playful spirit.
Right.
Just playfulness. And so those children are competing to stay at the, I never want to get old. You'll hear them say that. Certainly we've had experience with someone like that. I never want to get old, because the indoctrination of communication, courting, mind control, your society issues, money, time, identity, they don't understand that. That's all foreign to them. And they still have that naivety at the age of three, and they're holding on to it at a much older age, more and more. And that's what we're typically like
that's
outside
great.
Of here.
Yeah.
And so that's what you're experiencing there. It's not that they're not aging. They're refusing to age. That would be a better statement.
Okay, and so
why would I want to be you? I don't want to drive a car. I have you to drive me. I don't want to go to the grocery store. You give me groceries. I don't need anything outside of me. is very common for these young people now, and you're starting to see that maturate in our society growth. So we're going to all get excited about not doing anything pretty soon. What is there to do?
Okay, then.
What is there to do here except be comfortable? You tell me what's more
important.
That makes
important. A lot.
Comfort or building bridges? You let me know. Building bridges is not very easy. It's a lot of hard work.
So in regard to the mother, I do believe that it becomes a little frustrating for her. So how would she go about, bringing this child up? Is it going to be in a way to where she just needs to let him develop at his own time and just try to take some quiet time for herself? Because it seems like it can be very frustrating for the mother or the parent.
Certainly understand that. Support, assistance, guidance through questions. So every week I do this. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about this? What do you mean by that? I care about your opinion. I care about everything you're saying, but I don't understand your perspective. So why do you like doing that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that? If we would just continually give unbelievable endless love through questions of learning is the solution.
What was the condition with the child? One more time so I can just be clear before I comment.
Well, she's been wanting to call in, but she hasn't been able to get through. And she would like to, when I do the interview, maybe we could have her on the show to talk to you one-on-one, if that's okay with you, so she can explain it in a little more detail.
Not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, beautiful. All right, so we'll just hold off till then, and I'm sure she's going to listen to this, and thank you. And so, Mermaid, I have a question for you, okay? I know that Q was in the body or the spirit in Frank Sinatra, so recently musical artists have been coming my way, and one came my way that I never really used to listen to, but I find her music just fascinating. She's like an old soul in a young girl's body, but unfortunately she has passed away, and it is Amy Winehouse, and one of her albums was called Frank, and she sang a lot of songs from that time. I know this is probably out there, but were you part of her at one time?
That is so crazy that you asked that. I just had, I feel shy talking about this on the radio, but yes, I just had I don't like talking about my stuff personally too much, but a big connection with the Amy Winehouse connection without getting deep. And then, of course, you would bring it up. That is so cool. How do I answer this?
Well, I think it's more important that it is humbling when someone this savvy understands it's us.
And you were in her. So that is so cool.
Oh my goodness, I knew it. I knew it because I love her. And I don't know what it is about her music, but I couldn't get enough of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
That's
cool.
So amazing.
Oh, what a great connection.
And then two other people came my way, and I'm just curious, but how about the Carpenters?
Yeah, Mrs. Carpenter. Okay, so the facilitation point is what I always want to be a catalyst for teaching is so if we are catalyst for you creating more life here is where I always wanted the starting point of information. So somebody helped catalyze that human. So we can pick an identity now, but that's not really how it works. It's all of us collectively doing it in real time at the same time. And so just because one of us has the ability to, let's say, spark more life and or share, we can separate ourselves. And so the identity is the trick. So if you think you're that person, I was that person, is the trick. When in actuality, we're able to be all of these people for thousands of years, all at the same time. And just because you would enjoy that, and just because you would enjoy that individual, 5 minutes or 500 years, doesn't really matter. It's just imagine, we're just starting an initiation of understanding around multidimensional beings like yourself can be in multiple individuals at the same time. That's what I'm doing my best to explain.
That's beautiful. That is really beautiful. Thank you. You guys are amazing, and thank you so much. Much love to both of you.
Much love to you too. I'm sure it feels like you can feel that it's breadcrumbs, as we keep using that analogy. When you listen to the music, like listening to it loud, and I bet it just, you know, it's crumbs you've left for yourself. It'll just give you tons of help with your ascension, because you've left codes for yourself, almost wrong words as well, but it's pretty cool. You can tell that's why she's getting all excited with the music and figuring it all out.
All right, Robin, I'm going to try and get onto one more call. Can't wait to chat with you in a couple of weeks. Thank you so much for feeling me and being with me and us.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your call.
Bye, Robin.
All right, Star from New York on line 3, purpose of alcohol and drugs. Let's do it. Star, like this one.
Oh, thanks. So nice to talk
Star,
to you again.
And first time caller, second time today.
Love it, love it. Such a treat, really. I know that you've talked about this topic before, and even Ron Amatron has talked about sort of how entities enter your body when you drink or do drugs. And I know I'm curious about the original purpose of alcohol and how it had healing properties, and even like things like marijuana or smoking substances. So I'm curious about the background and then how it's come to sort of like addictive habits, or just like how we interact with it now, and it, if it's good, if it's bad. I think it's been controversial, so I'd just like a little bit more clarity if you could provide some.
The mermaid's going to just kill me on this one. Let's see how much time I got on this. We should do a whole show on this. Okay, so first of all, when you look at this type, so remove spirit from my initial conversation here, okay? So let's take the light. And it does not experience anything until it comes into life and or body. So it's completely neutral. When you come into the body, everything you consume, everything you touch, everything about you that's participating with this body is outside yourself. It's something else. This is the domain. This is the experience. I am going to be Joe Blow. Okay. So if you can start that the spirit is not affected by spirits and or herbs or otherwise, nothing affects the spirit. The body consumes and or participates with wars, with water, with all the elements of a planet, many different types of planets. So if you can start there, it gets a little easier. So the Woo Woo Club would like you to say, and don't eat alcohol, and then you'll be a lot healthier spirit. That's not true. What we're saying is, I'm doing my best at least, is the spirit is going to experience everything outside of itself in another body. Now, what was typical of a spirit participating with a planet is the annealment of a body, a physicality. I don't care if it's in a rhino, a giraffe, an elephant, a human, where it resides on its planet, almost everything on that planet, if it's organically matured on that planet, biosphere, will adapt with the body that you're participating in. So it's very, very difficult to poison a spirit that's an annealment with a human body as an example. We'll just use the human body. Here's another way you can prove me. Do you see killer whales going to the dentist?
No.
The killer whales don't go to the dentist. You've heard me say it a thousand times. Does a giraffe go to the dentist? It doesn't go to the dentist. How come? Because it doesn't eat and consume unnatural things of its planet, like the process materials that a human might take in. All right, so we'll break down the process materials that might harm us that don't anneal with the spirit. So you're always going to be one with your planet, and the planet naturally produces in nature everything you're ever going to need. That includes meat. That includes meat. I'm not going to debunk carnivoristic styles within certain types of humans. Some humans need more red meat than others. Protein, etc., iron, a lot of different minerals because they process them differently. But if you could look at your statement, you're under the opinion that fermented grapes are bad for you. Not that this is your opinion, but somebody thinks that fermented grapes are bad for you. Well, I can tell you that you can turn wine into water, no problem, and make it nutritious. Now, if you're going to use phosphates and chemicals to ripen your wine, probably could argue that that's not an annealment with the natural process of fermentation. You used to ferment. Look how you eat fermented cabbage, no problem. It's beautiful. You're telling me that a flower that grows on the side of the road and you smoke it is bad for you? I'm going to have a hard time. So I can't eat dandelions. I know a lot of people that live off dandelions. I personally have lived off nettles. I love it. That's an herb. What's the difference between marijuana and nettles?
Just the type of herb they are.
Yeah, so we've created this false sense of science that doesn't work for us. So you have to use your own intelligence for this. I'm sorry to inform you that distilling fruits and vegetables is not bad for you. The way you're processing them can be considered not good. So if we're going to use chemicals to process and distill and fermentation, most fermentation processes don't need salt or sugars. So keep that in mind. We're going to get back to that. And I got to get going because I'm getting the gaff. I love this question.
That was a good answer, though. You're really thorough.
I want to do more of this because the diet is a big topic.
Yeah.
And BBS, thank you for taking care of me.
Thanks for the question, Star. It was Star, right?
Yep. I want you back, Star.
You're a Star.
I want you back. Thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. All right, let's call it a day. Chatty Cathy here is checking out. We'll see you next week. And I love you very much. And
I hope everyone's having a beautiful weekend. There's a lot of light coming in, so enjoy.
Enjoy. Hope I was some help to you today. Good day, everyone.
Love you all. Bye.